Every agency's getting pushed to go green, every single one, and save some green in the process. But green is not just a bandwagon you can jump on. You should be getting good information from people who are already doing the green thing. One place to do that's the Green IT and Cloud Computing 2.0 Summit. It's on Earth Day this year, and one of the people behind it, Terrell Jones, Director of Infrastructure with EcomNet, is here to tell me about it. Terrell, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
You clever devil, you scheduled this for Earth Day. You're a smarty, aren't you?
Actually, we scheduled Earth Day 2 years ago. This is the third event, and this year Earth Day happens to fall on Friday. And so what we did is we moved it back 2 days because we want to respect the holiday. So we're actually a two-day event from the 20th to the 21st, but our first event was on Earth Day.
All right, so Earth Day is on Friday the 22nd. That's also Good Friday. I forgot about that. So what is going on at this event? What will somebody get when they come to this?
Well, one of the things we designed it to do was for information. A lot of people say, green IT, what does that mean? You use the internet? Well, basically, it's energy-efficient computing. And so a lot of people don't know that data centers is where all the energy is spent for computing. If you get junk email, it's stored somewhere in storage, and it's usually in a data center. So we have tons of it. Well, what we have a problem with is energy and cooling. We have to cool those computers. And so there's a lot of information about how you can run information technology more efficiently, and there's a lot of areas you can start with.
Where are some of the starting points that you think will make a difference for agencies?
Well, there's two places, at the desktop and at the data center. Both places, depending on how large the enterprise is, if you have a lot of desktop computers in your environment, there might be some PC power management issues that you can deal with. And the data center, we have a lot of issues in terms of servers and storage and all the electrical components that are inside the data center. We have to control the airflow, we have to control the heat, we have to control the cooling, and so it's very expensive. So both areas are equally or can be equally as inefficient. So both areas we focus on.
This is pretty timely because this is one of the things that Vivek Kundra is getting at in the 25-point plan, and one of the ideas behind, for example, the data center consolidation point is obviously if you're cooling and managing 800 data centers instead of a couple of thousand, you have a commensurate savings in energy and so on. Is that part of what you're going to cover, too, the idea that there are other technologies and mechanisms that you can use in addition to just the idea of how you save on what you already have or how you're currently doing things?
Well, that exactly is what we're going to be talking about. In terms of the data center itself, the number one place to start is consolidation of the data center. And so there's software technologies with virtualization, and that's the first place I recommend my clients start, because there's no sense in redesigning your data center until you virtualize all those servers. So basically, if you have 1,000 servers and you can consolidate them down to 10 or 15 servers, there's no need to do a lot of reconstruction of your mechanical engineering. But then we can go a little bit further and work with the mechanical engineering and readdress that as well. So number one place you want to start is virtualization and consolidating all those servers.
Are you running across clients that are still doing it, as you said, kind of backwards, where they're trying to do the efficiency part first and then the consolidation and virtualization?
Most of the people that I run into actually understand that their data center is wasting a lot of electricity. So the first thing they're doing, most what I see is consolidation of servers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing I see. Redesigning an actual data center, that I think a couple years ago you would see that. I think everybody's embracing the fact that if they don't consolidate in a virtual environment, they're going to lose a lot of money. So they're moving in that direction. I think in the beginning, maybe a couple years back, they would resist, because we call them server huggers, where they just want to hold on to these old servers that they've had for years and running one application and one operating system, and it's inefficient. It's like driving a Porsche 10 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You have this heavy box that's got one application and that's it.
Yep.
And so I think you see nowadays customers are just trying to consolidate as fast as they can.
completely disconnected to your event, that term server huggers makes me heartbroken because I used it starting about a year and a half ago, and I thought I invented it, and then I heard other people say it, and I thought, well, I guess I'm not as clever as I thought I was. Talk about the cloud computing component of this as well, because there are some folks that are starting to think that cloud computing has been talked about so much in such kind of amorphous terms that it's almost become a buzzword that is bouncing off people's ears instead of penetrating and imprinting on people?
I would say yes, and I would say no, depending on where you're at in the conversation. Cloud computing did start out pretty hot and heavy, and just like green IT or anything green, it becomes hyped up as a marketing tool. And at the end of the day, there are some strategies that are energy efficient when it comes to the cloud. And that's right now that it works, because we're going from a static environment to a virtualized environment, and cloud computing makes sense if you are leveraging all the hardware across platforms. I don't know how that works with the government so much, but in terms of how it works in the real world, it actually saves money right now. But as time goes by and Moore's Law goes forward, what's going to happen is cloud computing is going to be the order of the day, and it's not going to be that efficient in the future. So right now, it's really good to do, and I think 5, 10, 15 years from now, it will not be a big deal because everybody will be doing it.
Well, good luck with the event. We'll look forward to hearing about it as...